Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's time for the sport with Darren Farrell. Some technology issues with the scoring and calls in sport over the weekend. You'll talk about the tennis shortly, but first of all, what happened yesterday in Croke Park, Darren?
Yeah, Maggie, Croke Park. I'm disappointed with this because it's overshadowed what has been an incredible game of hurling. Mm-hmm. Tipperary beating Kilkenny, 2 points in it in the end, 420 to 30 points, the final score. But inside the stadium and on RTE's coverage on the television, Tipper credited for an extra point, and it's just caused so much confusion. The point in question came down to Noel McGrath, so he had an attempt late in the game. Waved wide by one umpire, and this is where the confusion comes. The other umpire puts up his hand to catch the ball. I think this is probably the problem. And someone saw that, and as a word, he went up to catch the ball, but it was the other umpire waved it wide. Wow. So you had two different umpires with two different hand signals.
There was no flag. Right.
No flags. So the hand goes up. That's okay. Kind of the signal to the other guy to put the flag up. And this is what's happened. The problem is the Kilkenny players, quite visibly were chasing. That put four between them at the time. They were chasing a goal. Two chances in particular, they went for goal.
They brought it back to 3 points. Mm. They thought they brought it back to 3 points. Mm. They'd actually brought it back to two points.
Yeah.
And then started chasing a goal. And clearly the shot choices, when they had time to take their points,
they could have taken the point. There was two in particular, Gavin, that could have just been floated over the bar.
So close.
Yeah. And I look back over the action again this morning. Kilkenny had a shot taken off the goal line the last play of the game. Can you imagine the confusion this morning? If that had gone in, Kilkenny would have won the game. They thought they were going for a draw. So, not great. The GAA looking into all this morning.
It's a great game, but that's a messy, messy game. Kilkenny would be furious.
It would be. And I'm gutted because it was such a great game and such drama. Oisin O'Donoghue, young Oisin, scored the all-important goal in the last minute of the 69th minute. There was 4 minutes of additional time. And then Darren McCarthy sent off again in this year's championship. So it'll be a Tipperary Cork final. But this has just kind of left a bit of a sour taste, to be honest, more than a sour taste, especially for everyone in Kilkenny this morning. Now, let's get some reaction from the match itself. Of course, the players themselves not aware of this scoreboard controversy at the end, but Mike McCartney spoke to John McGrath afterwards.
It's hard to put your finger on it, I suppose. At times, sloppy. At times, some brilliant stuff in it, which was always going to be no different, I suppose. The kind of game we're playing there and the intensity in it. Just digging in, really, at the finish is what it is. Lads came up, dug really into themselves and come up with some brilliant plays, brilliant scores, brilliant blocks to finish out the game, and came down to very small margins, and we just about done enough to get there.
The younger guys were able to take leadership from the men of 2019 that were out there today.
100%, yeah. Some of the boys stood up unbelievably there. Oisin O'Donoghue in off the bench. He's only a chap, like, and absolutely that goal he scored. They're the kind of moments that win you these big games. Bit of bravery from him there. Easy to tap over a pint there and say you'd done your little bit, but he probably knew we just needed a little bit more at that time. And, everyone stood up all over the field.
People at the hurling fraternity from around the country outside of Tipperary were saying, you know, this is the Tipperary that's coming, but we don't think they're right yet. But I think you give them their answer today.
We're trying to build something for the last couple of years, and we've come on leaps and bounds this year, come through some really good, tough games. And I suppose a lot of people, I don't think too many would have predicted early in the year that Tip would be an All-Ireland final. But here we are, 2 weeks' time, and it's just something to really look forward to and savour.
Yes, so Tipperary Cork, what an occasion that is going to be. More from that a little bit later on the programme as well. The Tipperary Camogie team are through the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland semi-finals.
Fabulous game.
What a game this was too. A big moment as well. Kilkenny had a goal ruled out for no advantage accruing. The referee blew the whistle to award them a penalty, got in the net, the penalty saved then.
And the scoreboard at one stage awarded a Tipperary point to Kilkenny when it was 19 points to 18, and they gave the point to, it went up at 20 points to 18 and then came back to 19 each. Only happened for a second, but we had a warning at that stage at the scoreboard.
Thankfully.
Had a mind of its own.
We can take a breath. What a game that was. Waterford and Cork will be in the other semi-final. Tipperary, Galway. Tyrone, the Electric Ireland minor football champions. Thrilling 1-point win against Kerry. I was at this match myself down in Newbridge. What a game that was. Meath got the better of Tipperary to qualify for the last four of the TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship.
Heading for the double, Darren.
Heading for the double, exactly. What a week ahead. And in the tennis, more scoreboard issues there. Yesterday's play completely overshadowed by some, I have to say, some farcical scenes, really. This new line technology that's been brought into tennis has been really good, but it failed in the Kartel Pavlyuchenkova match. Three calls missed by the machine, and it's now emerged that the machine was actually switched off.
Oh no! You can imagine that all of the lines people who weren't needed this year were sitting at home, going, "Told you so."
The problem here, Maggie, is one of those points went against Pavlyuchenkova, and she took action. She actually verbally to the match official accused them of home bias, so just took a bad decision to a whole new level in front of a big crowd there as well. She went on to win and qualify for the quarterfinals, but that wasn't great, to be honest with you. English amateur Lottie Ward won the KPMG Women's Irish Open by 6 shots. Anna Foster was the leading Irish player there, tied 12th. In Group A at the Women's Euros, Norway beat Finland 2-1, so they're through to the next phase. Switzerland 2-0 winners against Iceland. Norway top there, qualified the Swiss. Norway are atop the Swiss and Finland on 3 points apiece there. And finally, Alex Dunn got his F2 title challenge back on track with a very impressive second place finish at Silverstone yesterday. The big race itself, the F1, went to Lando Norris.
Good stuff, Darren. Thank you. Darren's back in an hour. It's just coming up to 16 minutes to 8.